From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. As Americans celebrate the coming of 2011, there are already changes at state capitals. Republican Susana Martinez is making history. She's been sworn in as New Mexico's first female governor. The new year also brings a new governor for New York State. NPR's Robert Smith reports on the challenges facing Andrew Cuomo.
While a million people cheered in Times Square, Andrew Cuomo quietly took the oath of office in Albany. It was a modest ceremony with his family. At Cuomo's side was his father, the former governor of New York State, Mario Cuomo. The younger Cuomo served one term as New York State Attorney General before running for the state's top job. And what a job it is. New York State must close a $9 billion deficit in next year's budget, and Cuomo will face a year of difficult cuts and union negotiations. Reflecting the serious times, Cuomo will not have the usual lavish inauguration on New Year's Day. He's scheduled a staff meeting and a low-key reception for his first morning on the job. His predecessor, Governor David Paterson, spent his last day in office giving a dire warning about the future of New York State. He said that the public pension system in the state is unsustainable and predicted it will be the source of the next big fiscal crisis. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
The new year brings more changes courtesy of the sweeping health care law passed by Congress in 2010. As NPR's Julie Robner reports, this year's changes affect mostly seniors and insurance companies.
People on Medicare, including the first swath of baby boomers who become eligible this year, will see a 50% discount when they fall into the notorious donut hole in prescription drug coverage. Medicare enrollees are also getting new coverage for an annual wellness exam. Insurance companies, meanwhile, will have to start spending at least 80 or 85 cents of every premium dollar on medical care, depending on the type of policy. Those who don't can be required to refund a portion of premiums next year. And starting later this year, nutritional information, including calorie counts, will have to be provided for food sold at chain restaurants and in vending machines. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Today's attack on Coptic Christians in Egypt is raising suspicions of an al-Qaeda role. Police initially said the blast came from an explosives-packed car parked outside a church in the Egyptian city of Alexandria. But the Interior Ministry now says it was more likely from a suicide bomber on foot. Both tactics are hallmarks of al-Qaeda militants. At least 21 people died in the attack. Pakistani intelligence officials say at least 11 people are dead in two suspected U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan. At least seven of them were killed when missiles destroyed a moving vehicle in the North Waziristan tribal region. The area is a hotbed of militant activity. The others died in a second missile strike as they tried to retrieve bodies from the first attack. There has been no independent confirmation of the attacks. You're listening to NPR News. The new year is bringing a change of leadership in Europe. Hungary is taking over as the rotating president of the European Union amid a controversy within the bloc. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, Hungary assumes the role just as it implements the most restrictive media law in the EU against the advice of other EU governments.
Journalist organizations want the EU to take action against new media laws in Hungary. The German and British governments have publicly urged Budapest to change them. But Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has refused to alter the new measures, which include requiring all media in Hungary to register with a national authority run by his own party and giving that body the right to fine media outlets for coverage it deems to be immoral or unbalanced. Journalists can also be forced to reveal sources when writing about national security. Hungary may also have trouble exhibiting economic leadership as its own finances are in bad shape, having avoided bankruptcy 2 years ago only with a bailout from the EU and the International Monetary Fund. Luxembourg's foreign minister says Hungary is unfit to hold the six-month presidency. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
There won't be any New Year's Day disruptions for millions of cable television viewers in the New York area. Sinclair Broadcast Group and two cable TV companies announced an agreement late last night to extend a midnight deadline for a new contract until January 14th. Sinclair, Time Warner Cable, and Bright House Networks issued statements saying contract talks will continue. And the final day of 2010 was marked by violent weather in the South and the Midwest. Tornadoes, whipped up by unseasonably warm air, killed six people, three each in Arkansas and Missouri. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.